resources than we've had to apply. I mean, more personnel, and he has had alternate funding or additional funding. So he's been well funded, and I think he's got an excellent program.
He has fewer people than we do doing his job on the same number of buildings.
Well, okay, in our case, we have 200 buildings scattered all over Southwest Alaska, and we have like 22 people operating and maintaining them. So he has 200 and some buildings, and he has, I think he said 30, I don't remember. And I haven't looked at his operation. I haven't had the time. But there are a lot of good people. I work 30 years for a contractor and then 10 years as a consultant business for myself before I came to work for the DOT. I've been here 33 years in the state, so I think feel for the state. But I can tell you that the people I run into in various levels at the Department of Transportation, there's some excellent professional people that work and do a good job. I'm working with some that are just as good as anybody I ever worked with anywhere. I think they're dedicated and they do a good job.
Well, just on that point, I don't think he was criticizing the people either. He criticized the system and the organization.
Well, there are different organizations there. I think that our people that we have in our facilities maintenance are excellent. They're doing a good job. They're incorporating the chief. And, in fact, James Byers, who was here, he said, well, he said, Gene, he said, we've got it. He just told me this afternoon, we've got this system, but we don't have the money to go any further with the implementation he's reached on. And so we have to give him some more funding. And I will look.
Can you get together and give us and tell us how much that would be?
Oh, yeah, well, certainly.
Please do.
Any further questions? I really appreciate you being here today, Gene. Appreciate the patience of the subcommittee. I guess our next foray is to Ketchikan on the 7th. Okay.
I'm going to have to do my
next
voting.
Next week, remember to vote.
I have to do my voting by absentee.
Certainly, are there any announcements we should be aware of?
Something I would like to offer the task force in terms of understanding who has and has not testified. The folks that operate the facilities in the state, and you've heard the Alaska Facilities Administrators Association referenced several times, have provided us with a good deal of information, a stack of which you have. They have generally not taken the opportunity to come here and testify. They are somewhat pessimistic about the help they're going to get because they're not smooth the roads. And I think it's important that we understand that that is a significant part of what we need to be into, and that there is a significant amount of interest, and they have been doing a significant amount of providing information for you that I've been passing on, although they've not been visible at the hearings, because they really sort of felt that other folks were going to be here talking about other things and they simply wear the committee down or the board. So you need to understand that they're very interested, they've been very helpful, and you shouldn't take their absence at the hearing as an indication that they're not interested.
One thing I wanted to request, I'm going to have Patrick working on some of my perspective on some of these things, and so any information he needs, can he get it?
Of course. You betcha. All the information we have, I think we're disseminating out to folks, and that which we haven't, if you think there's anything additional that you would like, that we either have or you would like to get, please feel free to give Denny a
He's
call.
He's here in Anchorage, and everything's
going to
go to me, so that means we need a separate set, I think, for him. Whatever he could do that.
Yeah, no problem. Let him know. I'm usually in the general office.
We laughed about flat roofs.
question out what we ought to do at our next bond reimbursement committee. We ought to ask them to come back with a report just on why we, what it would mean if we never had another flat roof. Find out. If it increased the cost of building a building 15%, it would be money well spent.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we laughed about that an hour ago, but you know, the more you think about it, we ought to pursue that. That'd be a good place to do it, would be at that.
I don't know when they're going to have another meeting. I haven't heard.
November.
They never know.
Anyway, that's kind of funny.
Yep, that's right. No, this process has evoked a lot of those. Well, many thanks again for your patience, and we will see each other again next week.
Okay, thank you.
Michigan.